Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the program. You're tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, and this is the Mid-Morning Empowerment. It's time for us to get into our mid-morning chat, and I hope you're ready for this one, and I'd love to hear your input as we have this conversation. +27734703520. We're joined on the line by Mrs. Masunda. She's going to be joining us to speak to us about how we can instill confidence in our children versus arrogance. And basically, what's the difference between confidence and arrogance, and how do we raise our children in such a way that we instill that confidence in them that doesn't lead to arrogance, right? So good morning, Mama. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Bongi. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I am well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. We're speaking about raising our kids with confidence and making sure that, you know, they know who they are and all of that. But sometimes the line can be so thin between confidence and arrogance. How do we draw that line, and how do we distinguish between the two, especially as far as teaching it to our children? How do we teach them the difference?
First of all, if you see that a child doesn't know the differences, it's better to explain both of these two words.
Okay.
Confidence is self-reliance. If you see your child is bold and he can also keep secrets, he feels sure of himself, and he has the abilities of a real, realistic way of taking things. He's confident in himself, and he can keep secrets, and he knows what to do. He has a power of decision. So this child can discern even.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Arrogance is a child who thinks he knows it all. Just like celebrities, you know.
All right.
They think they can do anything that they want to do in whatever way. And they are proud people. If you see your child behaving that way, you should explain to them, don't be arrogant. Do you see celebrities, how they behave? You know, these hairstyles, the way they dress, even the way they behave, the way they talk. They are too proud, too full of themselves. And look at me. They are selfish.
Okay, so those are the differences then between the confidence and arrogance, and how we can then explain them to a child. But then the problem is that sometimes, like I said, when the line is so thin, it can be difficult to distinguish between the two. How do we, as we are explaining, for example, the example that you've given of, say, celebrities or just those people who are out there and who are so used to getting all this kind of attention, a lot of times they're viewed in a positive light by the people who are not so famous. Or so I'll give an example of a child who's looking up at some famous singer or pop group or some a Disney character that they think is just so beautiful and she's so amazing. In the child's mind, that's a positive thing. Because they admire this person. And so because they admire that person, they aspire to be like that. How do you show the child the difference between that versus someone who might be confident but maybe might not be so out there, like a quiet kind of confidence? I would assume the kind of confidence, for example, that Jesus himself had, where he wasn't out there looking for attention. He wasn't over the top in the things that, you know, he was doing. And then the life that he lived, he had a very simple life, but he was confident. But to the way that we, especially in this generation and this day and age, would look at the life of Jesus, it doesn't look that desirable to the average person. I'd rather have that flashy lifestyle that I see on TV or in the movies rather than have the simple life that I see Jesus lived when he was down here. How do you make that more attractive to a child, especially to a child?
You know, to a child, I can appraise the child and tell him, you know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You cannot be copying someone who is also uniquely created. We are never the same, you know. Build some confidence in the child, not to hero worship bad characters.
Yeah.
Like, draw a line for a child, giving biblical examples of people that have done great things, even here on earth, not in the Bible, recorded in the Bible, so that you boost the child's confidence and boost his self-esteem to be himself, to be herself, but following God's commandments. You know, if you follow God's commandments, you can be above, not below. You can be even above these celebrities who go naked, half naked, who cut their hair in a funny style, who say anything, putting rings on the tongue everywhere else, you know?
right. No, I hear you, Mama. I hear you. So basically, what I'm getting from your from what you've just said is, it's more about helping the child, guiding your child to discovering who they have been created to be, and to celebrate that rather than them trying to copy another person. I think I like that point very much. That the way that you've been created is a reason to celebrate. That you can celebrate that.
Yes, you know what? I love some parents who leave their children to discover things, to be adventurous.
Okay.
You know, when a baby is still crawling and they are starting to learn how to stand, and we mothers, especially grandmothers, we spoil their adventure life, you know.
Right.
And they don't really identify whom they are, because we are always protecting them. No, you're gonna fall. No, you know. Some parents leave that child to be naughty and touch the plate of a stove, to touch the top of a lamp, so that they know this will not be touched because it burns. This I cannot do because I'll fall. I cannot climb on the coffee table. I cannot touch this, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Give
as well.
A child to develop their own character.
Yes.
And then they know their identity, you know? They discover whom they are. And they build the confidence, you know?
Beautiful. What I like about that specific point is, even as the child experiences life, experiences different things in life, of course, this is not to say that now you must put them in the line of danger so that they learn. But in terms of the way you've described it, it's just allowing a child to explore and understanding that a child is going to experience some things. They're going to get hurt sometimes. And as long as it's within your guidance, such that it's not something that's going to lead to, you know, permanent injuries or death or anything like that, that as you're guiding them, they're learning things. I actually heard, I've forgotten his name now, this astrophysicist, an American man, and he was talking about how when you see a child playing with an egg, the natural response of a parent is to say, no, you're going to drop it, it's going to break. And he said, immediately, you've just killed a science experiment there by doing that. Whereas if you just allow the child to drop it and let the egg crack, and the child sees that, oh, this thing is fragile. Oh, what's inside? You've got an opportunity to teach the child, oh, that's an egg. You can scramble it, you can boil it, you can do this to it. That yellow part is called the yolk. You know, there's a whole science lesson that you've just skipped by telling the child, no, don't touch that thing. And so he was just saying the same thing, basically, that you're saying, that it's so important for the child's mind to grow and for the child to learn. They're absorbing so many things, but we keep on stopping them because we're afraid they're going to get hurt or they're going to damage something or break something, which at the end of the day, was it really that valuable in comparison to them learning? And then by them learning, that grows their brain and that makes them more confident because they have they've learned things. And their confidence is coming from something deeper than just the superficial, or maybe from because I've got these expensive shoes or I dress a certain way. My confidence comes from who I am inside, from the things that I've learned, from my character that has been instilled in me from my parents, and simply from the fact that I was created by God, the Creator.
Allow a child to go and try new things, you know.
Yeah.
Setting up realistic expectations,
uh-huh.
you know. Mm-hmm. And then when they come back to you, provide them the corrective feedback. Praise them where they need praise and acknowledge their accomplishment. Even if you see it's not up to standard, you are building confidence in them. Do not overcorrect a child. Even when you are teaching in any subject.
Okay.
If you keep on saying, no, you should have put these two sticks and then one stick there to make 2 + 1.
Okay.
Simply, simple maths like that,
yeah.
you know. Then the child hasn't discovered anything and will never remember. How do you add 2 and 1 to get 3?
Mm-hmm.
And the most thing that kills confidence in children is comparing them, even in adults. You compare me, if you are my husband, you compare me with Mrs. Moyo or Mrs. Kumalo, I will hate you. I will never do that thing. I'll just be arrogant. You see?
Yes.
You see where arrogance comes
right.
now.
Right.
Because sometimes it's not- the mentors, the teachers, the parents who bring arrogance in children, or who teach, like instill arrogance in children. The way we compare them. So and so built this. You know, giving a child just blocks in the classroom or at creche or even at church in the afternoon session there. You give children and you say, no, so-and-so has done it so well. That's his ability. That's their ability.
Yeah.
And we are never the same. If you tell your husband, you know, you can't fix this window pane as Mr. So-and-so. You know, in the olden days, they would return you and say, go to Mr. Sorenso and stay with that man.
Right. And you, I know the example you're giving is more like when you are putting down your child and saying that the other child did it better. But even the other way around, by telling your child that they are better than so-and-so, you did it better than that other person, I believe that can also lead to arrogance of some sort, because it's still comparing you to another person rather than having you as the child run your own race. Don't worry about the other children or who did it better than you, who did it worse than you. Just worry about your own race.
You know what? You take me back to when I was still raising my children, and my last son, with his friend, the mother of my last son's friend from grade 6 would always compare the results, end of term, end of year results, and would come to me and say, so-and-so is number 1, and your son is number 2.
Yeah.
So and so, and you know, I would say to my son, you are doing very well. Even if your friend is number 1, you are doing very well. That's how you build confidence.
Yes.
And at the end of grade 7, you know, my son had 6 units in grade 7, 6 points of passing, and this one had 8 points of passing. And the mother was so, so disappointed. And she came to me when the results were out to say, oh, so your child was so brilliant. Now, these government exams, that was in Zimbabwe,
yeah.
Government exam results really said the truth. Your child is more brilliant than mine. Then I just smiled.
Mm.
I said, you know what? You never discourage your child. Just keep on praising them.
Yeah.
Setting up a wall of fame to say, you are doing very well.
Mm, mm, mm. I like that.
You know, my fifth grandson,
mm-hmm.
when he was born, I saw him brilliant with brilliant eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started saying his nickname is Professor Malvin.
Mm.
So everyone in the family calls him Professor Malvin. he excels, I'm telling you.
Aww.
Now he's in grade 4. And he will put his hands in his pocket and he's number one.
Yes.
Every grade, every professor, you know?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes.
And the example that you've just given of comparing the child, like you said, at the end of the day, when the other child got 8 points, that's not even a bad result. But because of comparison, now you end up feeling, the parent ends up feeling disappointed, which leads the
yes.
child also to feel disappointed because they feel like, ugh, I failed because this other person beat me. And yet your grades were also quite good on your own. It's just, if you just stop comparing to the next person,
exactly.
you've actually done really well as well.
Exactly.
Hmm. So if you would just...
You know what? Uh-huh. This also builds arrogance in mm-hmm. children.
Right, right.
Then they will always have that hate, the pride, you know, I think I'm better. And they will not accept failure in life.
Mm.
Because of we parents who have been teaching them from babyhood that so-and-so cannot beat you.
Mm.
So-and-so. You are better than so-and-so. You are more intelligent than so-and-so. And if they fail, then this is where suicide is coming.
Eish.
Do you see? Do you see where we are going?
Gets very deep.
We should always be there to mentor and encourage and build confidence, even in adults.
Mm.
Yes. Even at church, your program, Mrs. Ncube, was well done. Even when you see, hey, there were these loops and what. And
yeah.
then, you know what, Mrs. Ncube, next time, I think you can do this. Always.
Constructive criticism.
Be positive
mm.
when you speak. It's easier said than done, but this is what I think should always be.
Right.
Even at workplaces,
mm-hmm.
really. End of the year, people will choose the best teacher. The best teacher. And
mm-hmm.
you never get that award, no matter how you try, no matter even if your children pass, because
yeah.
maybe you're not the favorite of the principal of the HOD or whatever. But, you know, it
yeah.
really pulls you down.
And it goes, like you're saying, if you're talking about the professional environment now, so this is something that goes all the way even into adulthood. If you don't learn it, especially at a young age, it'll go
yes.
with you even into
yes.
your adulthood and affect your relationships
exactly.
there. If you had to
yeah.
summarize the lesson then, everything that we've discussed, any final take-home points that you'd like the listeners to go with in terms of just building confidence and instead of arrogance and being able to differentiate and distinguish between the two?
Being arrogant is bad
mm-hmm.
because it really makes you selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was a preacher, was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
His best sermon that I'll always stay with is late now.
Mm-hmm.
He would always stand up and say, selfishness, the sin of the world.
Mm.
From selfishness comes all the sin. Lying, pride, hate, killing, because we are selfish.
Mm.
I, me, and myself.
Mm.
With confidence, if a child is confident, is less prone to being bullied. Even in adulthood, they can stand. They are not scared to say the truth, and the truth will always set them free.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, they develop characters ready for heaven because they are confident. They know whom they belong to and whose they are.
Mm.
So really, I would rather encourage teachers, parents, mentors, professors to always instill confidence in young children, because this builds their character for life.
Amen.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mama, for coming through and for sharing your insights and your experiences with regards to raising a child with confidence and differentiating between confidence and arrogance. I hope that the listeners have learned from that and will be able to take that even into their own lives as adults, not just for raising our kids, but even for us as adults. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate that.
God bless you, Bongi.
Amen.
It was nice really talking to you, and the input that you also instilled in my mind, I'll use it.
Thank you so much, Mama. Thank you. Really appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Family, I hope you were blessed by that conversation like I was. Like I said, I've got a preteen. We're getting to an age where she's going to want to start understanding who she is and going through some of these challenges and changes. And, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on during those teen years, if you remember that far back. And it's really important for us to be able to distinguish and differentiate between those two. What is confidence? What is arrogance? There's one that seems to get all of the attention. Like you heard Mom going on about the celebrities. They've always got this attention. They've always got the spotlight on them. But is that necessarily confidence? Not necessarily, right? That could be a whole other thing. And that can actually lead to more insecurity sometimes, having that extra spotlight. So there's something very insidious about that very thin line between confidence and arrogance, and being able to know that, no, this child, I'm raising my child correctly. I'm raising my child to be confident. I'm raising my child to be kind to other people, to be able to be okay if she's away from the spotlight. She doesn't have to be the center of attention at all times. Is confident enough to make mistakes and to live and be herself out loud without trying to hide or you know, kind of fit into a certain box, a societal box that has been marked and pre-approved, right? There's so much that goes into it. Of course, we could not exhaust this entire conversation within 15, 20 minutes, but hopefully, if you have any input on this, I'd love to hear from you on +27734703520. Yo, Mom is not playing with those celebrities, hey? She said y'all could keep that. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.